Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Parmida from Bayona Baratar. Today's episode is about history of emojis. Sometimes emojis are worth a thousand words. Since they started taking off in the 2010s, emojis have pretty much evolved into characters for a new millennial language. But the predecessors of the picture characters you know and use excessively today are older than you'd expect. Before emojis, there were emoticons, facial expressions made with punctuation marks. The first emoticons appeared in an issue of a humor magazine in 1881. The magazine published four faces, conveying joy, melancholy, indifference, and astonishment, and called them typographical art. They were first used as a way of communicating emotions online in 1982, when it became difficult for people to tell the difference between jokes and serious posts. Scott Fallman came up with a solution. Add this symbol to denote humorous posts, and add this symbol to serious ones. So what about emojis, the little pictures that make texting so fun? Those were created in 1998 by an engineer at a Japanese phone company. That person was working on a way for customers to communicate through icons. The result was a set of 176 icons he called emoji. The name combines two Japanese words, e, picture, and moji, character. Now more than 1,800 emojis exist. Cultures from around the world are now depicted in countless emoji. They have become a way to transcend existing language toward a global form of communication, one that everyone understands. The best part? We don't need to tilt our heads sideways to understand the emojis. Now tell me, what is your favorite emoji? Don't forget to leave us a comment. Well, that's it for today, everyone. Ta-ta!